أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تتخذوا آباءكم وإخوانكم أولياء إن استحبوا الكفر على الإيمان ومن يتولهم منكم فأولئك هم الظالمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the believers. Allah ta'ala says, O you who have brought iman, O believers, do not take your fathers and brothers as close friends if they consider kufr to be dearer than iman. Let's remember now, this was first generation Muslims. People are accepting Islam. Sometimes the son has accepted Islam, the father is still on kufr, brother is still on kufr. Now what a test. Allah Ta'ala is saying that do not take your fathers and your brothers as close friends if they consider kufr to be dearer than iman. Whoever among you befriends them, it is they who are sinners. The previous ayat had informed us that jihad and hijrat are great virtuous acts. At times these two acts disrupt one's relationship with one's close family. This ayat therefore states that how is it possible for a believer to befriend a person who considers kufr to be dearer than iman? It is not becoming of a Muslim to acknowledge the friendship of such persons to the extent that these relations prevent him from jihad and hijrat. Such persons are sinning and thereby wronging their own selves. Please, in today's zamana also, you get sometime a believer, but he is more closer to the kuffar, more closer to the disbelievers. Sometime those of us that come from the history of apartheid, you lived through apartheid. So it's a fact in the world of white supremacy, white supremacy. So you find even our people, when they have to engage with the white man, now the whole attitude changes. Although that white man is a kafir, he's a disbeliever, but now when they have to engage with them, the whole attitude changes now. Their twang also changes, their mannerism changes, everything changes because they're interacting with the white person. But yet that person is a kafir, he may be an atheist, he may be a Christian, he may be a Jew, whatever. But if they're interacting with an African person, right, who's on the same level as that white person, right, same position, whatever, then you don't find that. If they're interacting with an Indian person, who's, you don't find that. But when you come interacting with the white person on the way for a meeting, or that person is coming to court on something, or all different demeanor now, totally different demeanor. For what? For what? Shouldn't be like that. A mu'min, and you get people talking bad about Muslims. Person will talk bad about Muslims, right? But yet he got so much of respect for the kuffar, for the disbelievers. A mu'min, no matter what his weaknesses may be, he may be a cheat also. Maybe in business he cheated, or whatever, he got whatever flaws and flops he got in him. But at the end of the day, he realized who is Allah is. He realized who his Allah Ta'ala is. So that makes him filhal better than any kafir. Fil Ma'al is a different thing. Fil Ma'al, we don't know. With regards to ourself, we must consider ourselves that I am the worst Fil Hal from all the Muslims. I am the worst. And with regards to the Kuffar, I am the worst Fil Ma'al. They're looking at the future. I don't know what's the situation. That this believer may die on Iman. I don't know what I'm going to die on. So I consider myself worse. Ghaliban, it was a Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He said, he even considered himself worse than all the animals also. Because if a person has to die on Kufr, then what's going to be his end result? The animals, still, their end result is turn to dust. They turn to dust. They don't have the ghadab of Allah Ta'ala on them. The anger of Allah Ta'ala is not on them. Whatever, everything will be made barabar, sarabar between them, and they turn to dust. But the person who died on kufr, the anger of Allah Ta'ala is directed to that person. There is one incident mentioned of one Buzurg that he was living in a village and a Sikh person had a shop. So he used to always go to buy from that Sikh. So one brother was explaining to me that he is going through a lot of difficulty because certain family members of his, they keep picking on him. Picking on him. How he's dressing, what kind of topi he got, what he's like this, he's like that. So we get offended because of our own ego. Because of our ego, we take a lot of offense. Right? Now this Buzurg, he used to go to that shop owner, the owner was a Sikh. Right? And the Sikhs, they don't like Muslims. So whenever he used to go there, so that Sikh used to mock him, is to tell him, is your beard better or my goat's beard is better? Is to mock him, I say. My goat's beard, is it better or is your beard better? Now these people, they understood how high Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was. And what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was called. So they say, now if the person is calling me one, two things, usmek, yeah, I'm, in fact, if that person only knows my reality, whatever he's calling me is actually praising me. He knows my reality. He won't call me these things, he'll call me worse things. So it's actually praises. So this Buzurg used to never give an answer, never say anything. He just smiled it off and carry on. So when he got sick and it was like now he's marze wafat, like now he's, you know, he's not going to make it. He told his sons, he said, see, when I pass away, when you're carrying my janazah, you must take me past the shop of the Sikh. So, they didn't understand what's going on, but anyway, when the father passed away, they said, now he made this wasiyat, he's not going to cost us anything, let's just take him past it. So when they came past the shop of the Sikh, so one awaz came out from that janaza. A voice was heard from the janaza addressing that Sikh. Said that, today I can tell you that my beard is better than your goat's beard because I died on Iman. So today I can tell you that my beard is better than your goat's beard because I died on Iman. Meaning that if he had to die on Kufr, then the goat's beard is better. So the two things here, one is ourselves, we must never consider ourselves better than anybody. We are always worse. Never consider ourselves better than anybody else. Allah Pak give us tawfiq. The other thing is, don't hold Kufr in awe. Don't hold kufr now in a high, you know, one thing. these kuffar men, you know how they deal. They deal in straight. You know, their companies are like this. They this is like that. That end of the day, they are kuffar. We can't hold them in awe. Yes, sometimes they may be having one, two good habits or something. Those good habits too, they learned from us. We left it. They took it. So then they're looking smart with those one, two good habits. But those good habits, when they're practicing on it, it's not for Allah Ta'ala. They're practicing in because it's enhancing their dunya. And a mu'min, no matter what he is, sharabi, kababi, harami, whatever he is, right? But he's a mu'min end of the day. He got iman in his heart. But iman in his heart, he has acknowledged Allah Ta'ala. You can't compare him with a disbeliever. You can't compare him with a disbeliever. He's much higher than the disbeliever. Allah Ta'ala was tawfiq. Subhanallah.